This is BCB 106.6 FM.
This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM.
And welcome. This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM, where members of local groups and organisations come in and talk about what they do and why they do it, and we play 10 of their favourite music tracks. Today's guests are Mandy Simmons and Tracy Spencer from Pennine Chimes. Hello, ladies. Welcome along.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Okay, and before we play the music, you brought 10 tracks along, 10 very different pieces of music. Before we play those, give us a sort of overview about Pennine Chimes. Tell us what it's about.
Okay, Pennine Chimes is a ladies chorus. We sing in four-part harmony a cappella, so that's without any kind of musical instruments. And we sing generally in the barbershop style. We've got four parts in there that sing from the highest to the lowest parts, the tenor, lead, bass and baritone. Bass singing all the booms and the rhythms and the things like that. The tenor's doing the sprinkly cupcake things and the lead singing a melody with a barry filling all the good stuff in the middle. We've been going since 1982, and we're here to talk about us and to hopefully reach out to people and get some new ladies singing with us.
Okay, that's a good overview, and you've brought 10 pieces of music along. You are a barbershop choir. Mm-hmm. Will you be doing any singing yourselves today?
No, because there's four-part harmony, and there's only two of us here, and we both sing the same.
If we do ever work out how to do that with two people, though, you can bet we will be.
All right, we might get you singing along with a few of the songs today. Let's go for track number one. What is that?
That's Bohemian Rhapsody.
And any reason for this particular song?
The reason that we've chosen that is because this is one of the songs that we perform. It's part of our organisation that we're in, the Ladies Association of British Barbershop Singers. They give a song out to the members every year to learn for free and to sing together. And this is the song that we've been doing for the last few years.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow,
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
Never let you go.
Never let me go!
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
There is the late, great Freddie Mercury in Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, the first of our 10 songs today, with Pennine Chimes. We've got Mandy and Tracy with us today. And tell us a bit more about Pennine Chimes. Before we do that, you've chosen 10 pieces of music today. You told us why you had Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Is there a theme to the music today?
There is a little bit of a theme to the songs we've picked today. You're right, you're quick. The vast majority of the songs that we've picked today are songs that we sing in our chorus. And then there's a few other songs that are by outstanding members of vocal harmony groups that are doing a cappella across the globe to give you a taste of what the best of the kind of thing we do sounds like.
Okay, and the name of the outfit is Pennine Chimes. How did that come about? What made you choose that name?
It was a little bit before my time because I was incepted in the same year as Pennine Chimes in 1982, at the end instead of the start. But my understanding is that it's to do with the sound of the song ringing through the Pennines, and the words Pennine and Chime do make that ring that is what we strive for in a barbershop chord. When you put all the parts together, if it's done just right, you get a lovely ring of an overtone of it, and that's what you get with the words Pennine Chimes. You're hearing that ring and the sound of the music travelling across the Pennines.
Okay, and when you said about the song, the first song we're having, it was Bohemian Rhapsody,
mm-hmm.
You sort of touched on that. You got that free of charge to use for a year. Tell us a bit about the background of singing a song. Does it cost you money to sing a song? Do you have to pay a licence for every song you sing?
Usually once a year, Labs, which is the organisation that we belong to, they release what they call a polecat, and they pay the fee, and then every chorus learns it, can perform it within their own group. So it didn't cost us anything for the polecat, but if we want to find music that we want to sing for our chorus, then there are hidden costs.
Yeah.
To do with the copyright, if someone's making the arrangement, and how many copies we can have for the chorus.
Okay, let's have our next piece of music, and it's all about singing today. The next song's called Sing. What's the logic behind this song?
When as soon as you listen to this song, you will absolutely understand why. It's one of my favourite songs. It's just about the joy of singing. Yeah.
For your papa, sing it for the whole world, whether boy or girl, for your number one bang. K.O. and the beat, okay? I'm the human. Go ahead, come and sing it, die, talk, cause the beat won't stop. No, wait, wait, wait.
Sing, 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 sing it out as hard as you can. Make them hear you from LA to Japan. Don't let them bring you down. This is how we do it now.
That is Pentanix and Sing. Now we're talking about Pennine Chimes. And what is the correct way to describe your outfit? Is it a choir? Do you call yourselves a choir or a bunch of female singers? Or?
Generally we call ourselves a chorus, but a choir does the same job. It's another word for the same thing. We're basically just a group of ladies who like to sing songs and make harmony and good music together.
And how many ladies are in the Pennine Chimes at the moment?
Currently, we're at about, I think we're at about 22, 23, with maternity leave considered. So we've been bigger and we've been smaller, but that's why we're looking for new people to come along and give singing with us a try to see if they like it.
And what's the sort of age range of people who come along and sing?
Generally speaking, I think the youngest ages we've got are in the 30s, although we've got a new member who is just back from university, fingers crossed. So that'll drag that average age down a bit. But we've got ladies all the way up to, I think, the late 80s at the moment. So we've got a wide span of womanhood.
And are you purely a Bradford-based organisation, or do you let people from outside the Bradford area join as well?
We're based in Bradford, but we've got members that come from as far as it's either Blackburn or Burnley. I'm not terribly good with geography, but people do come from further out. We've got a lot of members who live in Leeds and other bits of West Yorkshire. So we'll have you if you want to come along. It doesn't matter where you live. There's always room for you at Pennine Chimes.
And how often do you meet up to rehearse and perform?
We meet every Tuesday. Between 7:30 and 10:00. So it's once a week, unless we've got something coming up, and sometimes we do Sundays, but the general rule is every Tuesday night.
Okay, and you had sort of a taster day a short while ago. Is that to encourage new members?
It was, yes. We advertised it on Facebook and social media, and a few people turned up, and it went very well.
And from those who turned up, did some actually come through and become members?
Yeah, we're in the early stages of that at the moment. We did these two taster evenings and invited people to come along, and some friends of friends and some people who'd never been before have come along. And from tonight, which is the 20th. This is what happens when you have a day off work. The 20th of August, we're starting our Sing and Show programme, which is an 8-week course where we learn two songs. The existing people who are already members and potential new members can come along, learn these two songs with us, and at the end of the 8 weeks, so sometime in October, middle of October, we'll do an invited performance for friends and family and perform these songs so they can show off the skills and show off what they've been learning with us.
Okay, let's take a break for another piece of music. Track number three, it's Michael Bublé. What's the reasoning for choosing this one?
It's something our chorus wanted to sing, and we do enjoy it. We do enjoy singing it.
And this is part of your repertoire now?
It's part of our repertoire, yes.
Well, let's give it a listen.
Okay. You're a falling star. You're the getaway car, you're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it cool, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you smile at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what all love can do. And in this crazy life, through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. Everything, you're every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
Michael Bublé and everything. This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM with me, Mike Kelly, and our guests today, Mandy Simmons and Tracy Spencer from Pennine Chimes. Now, before that song, you were talking about the taster days you had.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still looking for new members, or have you got a complete choir now?
We are always open to new members. We're still accepting new people. So even in our event that we're running tonight on the 20th, at any time from now on in, you can come along to a session between 7:30 and 10 p.m. on a Tuesday at Ecclesall United Reformed Church, Victoria Road, Bradford. Come along, get a feel for what we do, hear the music we make and experience the vibe, so to speak, of our rehearsal. And if you like it, then you can join in with us and we'll take it from there, what the next stage is for you.
And if people want to find out more about joining, apart from what all you've said on Miss Pregnant today, but if they want to find out more, have you got social media presence, websites and such?
We absolutely do. We're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Pennine Chimes, and we are also on Instagram and Twitter at Pennine Chimes, and we do have a website as well, which is penninechimes.com. But we like to keep as much as we can out there on social media. You can see some on Instagram, you can see some behind the scenes pictures, so you might not see the same things that you see on Facebook.
Okay, so if you want to come along and feel it, it's on a Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. If you want to read more about it, you've had all the details just there. Let's take another piece of music. The next one's Queen. What made you choose this? Different to the first Queen one you had?
It is. Basically, the directors were looking for new music for some songs for us to sing, and my friend Tracy here, they went to their wedding, and the couple walked out to this track, and our director liked it, and with the connotations of the marriage and everything, decided we were going to learn it as a song.
Let's give it a listen. Second song from Queen, You're My Best Friend. Will there be any more Queen songs before the end of the show? Let's find out later. Okay, our guest today, Pennine Chimes. And how does Bradford benefit from Pennine Chimes? Does Bradford benefit from you?
I think so. We like to think we bring people together. When we come together on a Tuesday night, women make great music together, but also you meet people, you make friends. And when we go out and sing in the community, like we sing, you might have seen us at Christmas, we're often in the Ursula Market, in Kirgate Market, at Haworth Main Street. We put our music out there for the public and bring a little bit of joy into other people's life. Life can be hard these days, you know, but a little bit of joy from the sound of a choir in the distance, or close up if you really want, is a good thing for everyone.
I understand all that you said there. Does it benefit people health-wise as well?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, these days, mental health is a huge topic in the public eye, and singing's proven to benefit for anxiety and depression. You know, you release, I think it's serotonin you release when you sing. You get a lot more happiness out of singing, and it just generally relieves stress. We've had members in our chorus, including myself, where you're having a really, really tough patch, but the only thing you can do to get through it is to come along on a Tuesday evening and just sing for a few hours with your friends and just release, you know, use your voice, make a sound and release what you've got inside.
Okay, and how is Pennine Chimes funded? You mentioned about membership fees, but how do you fund the whole thing? Because there must be a lot of costs from running your service.
There are costs. I mean, we have to hire the place where we sing, in the church room. There is labs membership that has to be paid. So all our members pay a subscription fee every month.
Okay, and the next piece of music we're going to hear, it's called It's All Right. This is by 08, is that right?
Yeah, these are I'm going to say Swedish, and if I'm wrong now, I'll hold my hands up and I'll be hung outside. But they are part of the a huge chorus that have just been on the Eurovision choir contest, actually. And they are a fantastic quartet, and they're just brilliant. And they played at the Labs Convention a couple of years ago, so we all got to see them perform. So that's why we've picked a bit of them today.
What? What? Okay, here we go. One, a two, a one, two, three. Ooh, yeah, yeah. They say it's all right. They say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now we're gonna move it slow. When the lights are low. When you move it slow,
it feels like a moan, 'cause it's alright, oh, it's alright.
And now listen to the beat, and kinda tap your feet, yeah. You got soul.
Everybody knows that it's alright, oh, it's alright.
When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do, hold a little soul and make life your goal. And surely something's gotta come to you, and you gotta say it's alright. They say it's alright. It's alright.
Have a good time, 'cause it's alright, oh, it's alright.
Everybody clap your hands, give yourself a chance. You got soul.
Everybody knows that it's alright, oh, it's alright.
Someday I'll find me a woman who will love me and treat me real nice. Where my road's gotta go, my love she will know. From morning, noon, and in the night. And she's gonna say that it's all right. They say it's all right. It's all right.
Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right.
Everybody clap your hands and give yourself a chance.
you got soul. Everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. Hey, you got soul. Everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright.
Very catchy piece of music. That's 08 and it's alright. Okay, I think you've touched on this already. How often do members meet up?
Okay, well, for our chorus, we meet once a week, which is every Tuesday night between 7:30 and 10 p.m. At Ecclesall United Reformed Church on Victoria Road for our rehearsals. We do have additional rehearsals, as Mandy said earlier, when we're coming up to an event, or we have individual section rehearsals. So what you might do is, if you're a part of one of the four sections, you and your other guys, like all the basses, might meet up to practice their part separately so that when we all come together, it sounds good. They're sort of arranged on the fly within the group.
Okay, and you mentioned about events. How many events do you put on?
We tend to go out and sing fairly often. In the last few years, we've been focused on competing, so we've not done as many what we call sing-outs as we'd like. But this year, we've done a couple already, and we've got the Christmas ones at Bradford Markets again to look at. And we've also got a Christmas concert coming up as well that we've penciled the date in for in December, but he's looking like the 17th of December.
And where will that be? Are you allowed to say where it is?
That will be at Ecclesall United Reformed Church. Okay. Between the hours of 7:30 and 10 p.m. because we like to be consistent at Pennine Chimes.
So some of the details are there.
Yes.
I've got to ask this. You've talked about recruiting new members. Do you have to be able to sing to join? Or is it something you can teach people who might not be as good at singing as everybody else?
I would say everybody can sing, and they need to come along and see how they like it. What we do get taught in chorus on our rehearsals is how to stand correctly to make the sound better. All things I never knew till I joined, and how you can change your vowels to sound broader or more choral. So to me, come along and find out. Everybody can sing, we just need to come out and join us.
And how long have you actually been with the...
I've been just over 2 years. I came to it late. It's the best thing I ever did.
And how do you think your singing's changed over those 2 years?
It's improved greatly. Breath control, my vowels, how to stand, how to breathe, which I know sounds very silly, but there are a certain way of breathing and when to take breaths when you're singing. All that's been a great improvement for me.
And when you're putting on a concert, an event, and you're singing in front of the crowd, does that make you nervous, or do you feel very confident in what you're doing?
We've rehearsed enough to be confident on what we're singing, and we know we can sound good, but you always get nerves when you're going to go out in front of people. Yeah. Or at least I do.
I always have this thing, whenever we're going on stage at a competition or we're going on stage, I will say to people, have you eaten? And it's not just because I'm always hungry, it's because you need your blood sugar to be at a certain level. You don't want to feel faint. The first time I performed with us at a competition, I'd not had my breakfast because I was feeling a little bit wibbly, let's say. And I remember being stood backstage and hearing people in the audience, because it was all choirs from across the UK part of Labs. They were very supportive and they were singing on Ilklemore Bar Tat. And I remember the adrenaline pulsing through me and the nerves pulsing through me. So it's really important to make sure that, you know, you've had a little bit of something to eat before you sing as well. I'm not saying load yourself up, but you'd be amazed what that does for your nerves, making sure you've had a good dinner, you've had a nice cup of tea, and you're just ready to get on there and just have fun with your friends.
Okay, let's take the next piece of music. It's John Lennon and Imagine. What's made you choose this one?
The director usually chooses a couple of songs each year that we're gonna learn, and we've already listened to one, You're My Best Friend, and Imagine was the second one that she chose.
Above us. it's only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too.
John Lennon and Imagine. This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM with me, Mike Kelly, and our guests, Mandy Simmons and Tracy Spencer from Pennine Chimes. If you would like to be included in future editions of our top 10, then please email your details to us here at BCB. Use the email address hello@bcbradio.co.uk. Now, girls, you've mentioned a couple of times LABS, which I believe stands for Ladies Association of Barbershop Singers. Do they set the rules about what you do? Do they tell you that there's certain ways that you do things?
Yeah, the Ladies Association of British Barbershop Singers basically is the overall organisation that all of our choruses are part of. If we are competing, there are specific things that we have to adhere to. The song has to have a certain amount of musical things that our barbershop, these are technical things that our director and assistant director, the music team, deal with. Obviously, there's personal rules, you know, conduct or whatever, but these things were all published on the LABS website and are available to all members of our chorus and other choruses as well.
And when you appear in public at events, are there certain dress codes? Because in the old days it was straw boaters and blazers. So what's the dress code these days?
Well, I personally mourn the death of the straw boater and the waistcoat. I think I'd look great in one. But at the moment, our sing out attire, it depends on the type of thing we're doing. If it's a Christmas event, we're likely to be in like a Christmas jumper and some tinsel and things like that.
Yeah, we do. Otherwise, we do have a walkout gear, as we call it, which is all dressed in black, and we all have different coloured scarves to tie around. But when we're actually performing, each chorus has their own, whatever they want to do that sort of matches or reflects the songs they're singing. Because we performed last year, and it was like 60s music, Beatles, Beach Boys, and we were dressed in kind of 60s outfits, you know, white leggings and blue tops and little headbands on, etc.
And this is on YouTube, so if you want to see what we wore, you can.
Oh, that's it. The web will be overloaded now.
That's it. Everybody will be wanting to wear white leggings now. Just watch.
All right, you touched on earlier about raising money to run your organisation and for charities. Do you give it to any specific charities?
Well, the chair, I'm the chair this year, so there is a chairs charity, which this year is Shelter. But we also donate to the Bra Appeal, which is for Yorkshire Ambulance.
Yeah, yes, we've done this for the last few years. For the Yorkshire Air Ambulance, they collect bras and they send them off for processing, and money goes to charity for this. And we've done this informally for a few years, but this year we're taking this on as a permanent thing for the Ladies Association of British Barbershop Singers at our convention, which this year is in, and I'm very sorry, Llandudno. I can't pronounce it the proper way, but yeah, we're taking that on. So we'll be running that for the whole of the organisation. But generally speaking, with the chairs charity and other things that we do, at least sort of 10% of what we make goes back into charity.
Okay, well, we'll be having a strap line on the website. We give our brass to the air ambulance.
You never know.
Okay, the next piece of music, do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, it is GQ, Hot Knife. What are they about?
GQ, or aka Girls Quartet, are a successful quartet from the American Association of Barbershop Singers, Sweet Adelines. They have been really big in the last few years, and last year they were the featured performers at the Labs convention, which was in Harrogate. So they are four young girls who are making amazing music, and this particular track is a reworking of a song by Fiona Apple from the 90s.
If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinemascope. He shall win the dancing bird of paradise. If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinemascope. He shall win the dancing bird of paradise. He excites me, must be like the genesis of rhythm. I get feisty whenever I'm with him. If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinemascope. He shall win the dancing bird of paradise. Da 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 da. I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, he's a patter butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another. I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, if I'm a hot knife, he's a patter butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never dancing bird of paradise. I'm a hotter knife, I'm a hotter knife, if I'm a hotter knife, he's a hotter knife. He makes my heart a cinemascope. Send him out a show me, show me the dancing bird of paradise. He excites me, must be like the genesis of rhythm. I get feisty whenever I'm with him. I'm a hotter knife, I'm a hotter knife, if I'm a hotter knife, he's a hotter knife. He makes my heart a cinema, show me, show me, he's a dancing bird of paradise. I'm a hotter knife, I'm a hotter knife, if I'm a hotter knife, he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a cinema, show me, show me, he's a dancing bird of paradise.
I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, he's a butter butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another. I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, he's a paddle butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another. Maybe you can teach me something, maybe relax about me. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another. Maybe you can teach me something, maybe relax about me. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another. Maybe you can teach me something, maybe relax about me. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another.
GQ and Hot Knife. We're talking to Mandy and Tracy from Pennine Chimes. You mentioned that that music was from an American choir.
Mm-hmm.
How worldwide is this sort of thing? Is it obviously America, the UK? Is it right around the world?
Yeah, barbershop music is a global phenomenon. A cappella's been huge in the last few years with things like Pitch Perfect with Pentatonix, who we heard earlier, various singing competitions spearheaded by Gareth Malone and things like that. But barbershop itself is becoming really big. It's in America, it's in the UK, it's in New Zealand. It's, you know, everywhere you go in the world, you can find or you can start a barbershop chorus or quartet.
And as regards the type of music you do, how do you decide what songs you're going to perform? Is there a certain style that you go for?
Well, we like to keep a varied repertoire. We've got, obviously, we've got a bit of Queen in there, as you might have gathered. We've got a few other things. We've done some Motown things. We've done some songs from musicals recently. As Mandy said earlier, our director and the music team tend to pick the songs, but we feed in the kind of things we'd like to do as well. And we like to keep it fresh.
Okay. And have you recorded any songs over the years? And if not, have you got any plans to do so?
Well, not while Mandy's been in the chorus in the last 2 years, but we have done things in the past and we've done a recording of our Christmas songs before as well. So there's nothing to say that it won't happen again in the future. There's nothing firmly planned in, but that doesn't mean no.
So you say you've done some songs, Christmas songs in the past. Where do people find those?
Well, you could buy them at the Christmas concert. So they weren't available online because it was a little bit before like the streaming revolution and all that kind of thing. But the next time we do something, with any luck, we'll be able to put it online for people to access directly.
And are there any images of you on YouTube?
There are a couple of things on YouTube. We have a YouTube that is fledgling, so there's not a lot on there. But if you were to search for Pennine Chimes, you will find us on the Ladies Association of British Barbershop Singers, their YouTube. And our performance from last year is on there, which includes the Beatles medley we spoke about. And also, if you were to search Keith Lemon and Peter Andre, we were on Keith Lemon's show a few years ago. I forget the name of it now, but he fixed it for us, so to speak, to get a new outfit. And we are on there singing in leopard print gear with moustaches while Peter Andre falls in a waterfall and there's a crocodile. So we're definitely out there in the world for people to see.
And how much fun was that?
It was a wild amount of fun. It was unbelievably fun. It was also a very, very, very long day. But it was a lot of fun. And every year we do like to celebrate the anniversary by sharing it once more on our Facebook.
Okay, let's take the next piece of music, which is Kate Perry. What's the choosing of this one for?
It was chosen for us, and we love it because it is quite upbeat and modern. And we start with Raw and we end with Raw, but in the middle there is Kate Perry Firework that just sneaks in and surprises everybody when we sing it. It's a favourite when we're singing it in a concert, because I don't think people still realise that we can sing fairly modern things as well as Andrew Sisters medleys and all other sorts of things. And we do like the roar at the end. So I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. Fire, dancing through the fire, cause I am a champion.
Katy Perry and Raw. A couple more songs to go on our top 10. We've got Tracy and Mandy from Pennine Chimes mm-hmm. with us here today. Now, you've both been with Pennine Chimes, Mandy a bit longer than Tracy, I think.
The other way around. Right. Tracy okay. longer than me.
It's nice to make a mistake.
We are.
So in your time with Pennine Chimes, are there any highlights, any moments that stand out for you personally, which have been big moments?
For me, was the first time we competed. Being on a stage with literally thousands of people in the audience, all rooting for you, even though you're in a competition, walking on that stage and singing was just off the chart for me.
And has it got better every time you go on?
Well, yeah, I mean, we haven't competed this year, but we have gone and done other things, and I just like to perform.
Okay, yeah. For you?
Personally, as well as the joy of competing, we did a concert with the Bradford Accordion Band a few years ago that was at the Bingley Arts Centre, which was really well attended. It was for charity. All the proceeds went to a cancer charity, I believe. And right at the end, sort of quite unplanned, we came together and sang We Are The Champions, just sort of off the cuff with the accordions playing and with us singing. And it was a real lovely moment to be doing that for charity, to be doing that with another musical group and just making something magical happen.
OK, let's take our last but one piece of music. Oh, and look, it's another Queen song.
Oh, would you
so tell us why we're having this one.
This sort of goes back to GQ earlier on. This year at the Labs Convention, the exciting guests from America are the OC Times. So this is their version of Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
But this thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. Ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love, ding a ding a ding. Well, this thing called love, it cries in a cradle all night. It swims, it jives, shakes all over like jellyfish. I like it. Crazy little thing called love, crazy little thing called love. Oh, there goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She leaves me hot and cold fever. She puts me in a cool sweat. Ba da da, ba da da, ba 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 ba. But you gotta be cool. I relax. I get here. I get on my track. Take a backseat. Hitchhike. Trangle all around on the motorbike. I'm ready. Till I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. I gotta be cool, relax, get here, get on my track, take a back seat, hitchhike. Jingle all right on the motorbike till I'm ready. Ready, Freddy. Crazy little thing called love. Well, this thing called love. I just can't handle it, just can't handle it. This thing called love must I get around to it, yeah.
I ain't ready.
Crazy little thing called love.
There's the OC Times and a crazy little thing called love. Nearly time to go. But before we do, when you do your live concerts and such and you collect money for charity, how do you do it? Do you sell tickets or do you go around with a bucket?
When we're out in public at Christmas markets and things, we generally have a bucket with us. If we're having a performance of our own, we sell the tickets to the show in advance of the show. So there's a little bit of both.
Okay, and if people want to come, we're running out of time now, so if people want to join, they can come along on a Tuesday night.
Absolutely, between 7:30 and 10 p.m. to Eccleshill United Reformed Church on Victoria Road. any Tuesday night. They're welcome to come along, or they can email us pennine chimes@gmail.com for any questions they've got that we've not covered today.
Okay, and remind us what your social media presence is.
We are on Facebook at Pennine Chimes, and we are on Twitter and Instagrams as at Pennine Chimes also.
Okay, as I say, nearly time to go, so time to say a big thank you to our guests, Mandy Simmons and Tracy Spencer, who've been telling us about Pennine Chimes. Watch out and listen out for them, and I have my fingers crossed we'll be getting some a cappella jingles for BCB 106.6 FM in the near future. From me, Mike Kelly, until the next time, thank you for listening. Just to do your